Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Steve Hensley, Senior Scientist for Regulatory and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The producer definitely needs to sit down and read the label, and he needs to understand the label, and he needs to follow the label. And if he is having someone else do his applications for him, whether it's a farmhand or a certified applicator, he's going to need to make sure that they are aware of the label and the new restrictions and that they follow them.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the biggest new label changes is that this is now going to be a restricted-use pesticide, and that means a lot more record-keeping and traceability of the product. There's changes in the wind speed restrictions. Those are being lowered. There is a required training now that growers or applicators will need to take before they can use this product. There's new specifications on how to clean your sprayer out and other changes like that that the growers are just going to have to look at and become proficient in if they want to use this product after 2018.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
My understanding, I think most cotton growers already are certified to use restricted use pesticides, so that should not be hopefully a big change for any of them or a huge cost up front, but the restrictions that will apply will be a lot more strict now. Again, this is time-limited registration, and that label ends in 2018, so it is very important that they understand the label and that they follow it as closely as possible, because everyone is going to be watching in 2018, and that includes federal EPA as well as all the state agencies.